That breaking news, North Korea launching two ballistic missiles overnight, stepping up tensions with the U.S. and its first real test of the Biden administration. Our chief global affairs correspondent, Martha Raddatz, you know she is tracking this for us. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Robin. This is the first time North Korea has launched ballistic missiles in a year, and it is a clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions and follows the launch of two cruise missiles over the weekend. The two short-range ballistic missiles traveling nearly 300 miles, falling into the Sea of Japan. Japan calling the launches a threat to peace and security as they prepare for the Olympics. This is the first significant test of the Biden administration after years of the Trump administration failing to make any progress in the denuclearization of North Korea, even after those well-publicized summits. And it comes after testimony from a top U.S. commander who said North Korea's achieved alarming success in its quest to threaten the U.S. homeland with nuclear-armed ICBMs, and they may resume those testing of larger missiles. The Biden administration says it is committed to diplomacy.